So, today we are here with...
Mike Sampson, a.k.a. Sampy.
Of the Evnet dev team. So, what do you work on, Sampy?
Lots of stuff, but the most recent thing that I worked on in the first half of the current sprint run right now is I worked on the Silverlight player that we've shipped up to Channel 8, and that's going to be in the Channel 9 beta. And I've actually been working on the Silverlight player on and off since Silverlight Beta 2, getting that integrated into our stuff and ready to go as soon as we can. And we got it up on 8 now, and it's going to be in the beta soon.
Very cool. So what do you think of it so far? Like, what has your experience been?
I liked how quickly I could go from nothing to something on my page that's playing and pausing and stopping and updating time and having a slider bar, all that. I got everything that was basic almost for free. All the time that I spent really kind of working on integrating the player was getting it into our system and hooking it up to the way we do Ajax paging and all that kind of stuff. And so I barely even had to think about the player stuff. Almost everything I did was just code to wire it in, almost kind of someone I was handed a control that already worked. It was pretty great.
So all that stuff, Silverlight only comes with a media element. So how are you getting all this stuff for free?
So the Expression Media Encoder team, if you use their product to if you use Expression Media Encoder to output
just
a video.
Encoder now.
Encoder. Oh,
just Expression
now?
Encoder.
Oh, Expression Encoder.
Yeah.
All right, see? Now I'm up to date on
September
the latest
5th.
Names. September 5th.
Just
okay.
So you know.
When you output from Encoder, one of the things you can do is you can pick a Silverlight player to have it show up in. And there's all these different templates you can pick from. And the way that they got all those templates work is they all work off a common JavaScript file. And because Silverlight just scripts with, you know, everyday JavaScript and it's not built in, you can just grab this JavaScript file and build your own template. And the JavaScript file itself, you hook it up to a XAML that's laid out in the right way and has things the right name, you have a player. Instantly out of the box, you don't write any code.
Cool.
There are a couple little things that we added on to our player, and so, but because it's all ASP.NET Ajax, all I have to do is inherit from their base player, add the three or four things that I need. I think the code ended up being like 70 lines or something like that, and I can add functionality to it. And so, by just bringing that JavaScript file in, I could get it to work, and I can let David and all our, you know, design people worry about what the XAML looks like. I don't have to care about it anymore. It just comes in, they drop it in, they update it, whatever, no code changes, the thing works.
Nice. So, like, what did you run into as far as, like, you mentioned that you just made a couple changes, making sure that the names were right. Was there anything else that you had to need to know about the XAML?
The easiest way I found to learn was David, the skin we have now, it wasn't the skin that originally I was working on. I made my own, David actually did the design in Expression Design, and we exported that out to Blend, where I kind of tweaked it a little bit, got the canvases right, had everything named, and I saved that XAML, and that was the XAML that we used on the prototype when I first kind of piloted this internally. And so... what you need to know for that XAML was just how to name things. Like, for example, you call the media element video element. You call the little grabber thing that you want to grab. You just have a canvas, you give it the name time thumb, and then the JavaScript will use the DOM of the Silverlight DOM to search for that element and by name and find it and then set the properties on it and correlate it with everything it needs to do and hook up events and stuff. And so it's just a matter of giving it that right name to get this XAML to work.
So what if, like, I'm guessing it handles elements missing smoothly?
Yeah, for example, it actually handles a lot of different things. Like, our player has the base player calls a play-pause button, and that's a canvas called play-pause button. And inside you put a canvas called play-glyph and one called pause-glyph, and it will switch back and forth between them. You can have a play button, a pause button, a stop button, a full-screen button. My first prototype didn't have a mute or a volume, but the base player basically will just, it'll ask for that item, and if it gets back, that doesn't exist, it just kind of goes on its merry way. Now, of course, there are some that have to exist.
Some
for example,
required
the,
ones.
Yes, the media elements, of course, being the main one that's required. If you'd like a video player, it helps to have a place to put the video. But other than that, actually, it does really well with just being able to kind of handle anything. Like, I didn't even know that if you, you can double click on the player and you'll get full screen, even though I didn't put a full screen button in there. So there's all kinds of, it's almost, it feels almost too easy. Like I made a XAML, I named it play button, I dropped it in place, I, you know, wired up in the JavaScript to pass it there, you know, and all that. You can actually just look at the output from Encoder there too, and it shows you how, like, even they have a couple ones that do, they do a base class, and so I had an example to look at there. They have the JavaScript in their HTML file that actually instantiates the thing, and so I could just use that too. And so it's not only you're getting this file, you're getting kind of like a great example of how it's implemented, and I go back to that every so often when I need to tweak something or remember how something works and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Cool. So what kind of custom logic did you have to add?
The big thing we threw in there was the preview image that we have for our video. So when you go to a video, there's a screenshot that the content creator has selected to kind of give you a flavor of the video before you start playing it. I added that in there because I think there's one that's already in there in Base Player, but once you hit play, it kind of goes away. And we wanted to be able to, when you hit stop, it would come back, it would switch back to the preview image. And so I put that in there. Although they got rid of the stop button later, but that code's still there. It still works. And the other thing is, the Base Player is very much, and Expression Unicode is very much built for the kind of almost, I don't know if this is taboo to say, kind of YouTube-ish kind of page.
Sure, yeah.
That's, you're going, this page is about this video. And so when you land there, the video starts loading, it starts playing, there's maybe comments around it and stuff. But the idea is, you're here to watch this video, it's kind of the point of the page. And so, the way the class works, when you give it the video, it enhances the media element, starts buffering, it, you know, asks for a couple attributes, sets it all up and stuff. On our pages, there could be 10 video players at once. And I'm sure that we appreciate the bandwidth concerns of our users, and they probably don't want to start downloading 10 videos in the background.
Definitely.
As soon as they connect. And so what I did is and actually this ended up being also pretty easy, was I, as opposed to calling like this set function to give it all that, I wrote my own function that was basically called prepare. And I'd give it the same object, except it, as opposed to handing it down to the base class, it would just kind of hold it. And then when it was time to start the show, it would then kind of hand it in. Okay. And so we added an overlay canvas over the top of the player that basically waits for any click. And when you click that, that's when it kind of passes down to the base player, the engine starts off, the video starts playing, all that kind of stuff. For a while, we actually had it as like one, like a big translucent play button, but yeah, it was kind of ugly. And so we just got rid of the button, but it's still just like a basically just a canvas up there to hit test for a click. And then once you click it, I get rid of it, and the video plays, and you're good to go. All
right.
So we threw that in there because and like I said, all the things I really had to worry about in coding were the specifics of my scenario. Another one was on our page, of course you can page between videos, and on Channel 8 there are like Little Guru and people like that do a lot of text posts where they'll just kind of talk about something cool and have a screenshot or something like that. And in those cases, you obviously don't want a Silverlight player because there's nothing to play. And so as you're flipping through the pages, the way our engine works is that there's a template for each one of those slots. And when you hit page, it basically just sets a new entry in each one of those, and they kind of change their display to match the new data item. And so I ran into some weirdness there where I had to kind of go, oh, I've got, you know, do I have a player? Do I not have a player? Do I, you know, how do I get rid of it and stuff? I tried to reuse them and hide them for a little while, but I ended up just kind of disposing them and making a new one every time, which is surprisingly fast. The big reason why I kind of avoided that solution for a long time, even though it seems pretty simple, was I was worried it was going to be slow. Uh-huh. But it's not slow at all. Like, the beta loads super fast on a moderately powered machine for us here internally, and cool. The front page loads real fast. Paging's pretty snappy. Even if you go to 8 live now, you'll actually see it's not.
Yeah, so you have that.
It's not slugfest. I do have
it.
So we've got the monkey in our big giant Chrome. And we've got a video here, and as you can see, we've got that kind of overlay, so it really doesn't matter where I click. I can kind of click here in the middle somewhere, and it'll start playing. Oh, did it break? Oh,
it's a demo.
It's a demo. Man. Of course it broke. It's a demo.
Okay, here we go.
Here's one.
All right. Nice.
And so we got a little, you know, video playing, and you know, it's really playing.
Yeah.
You can tell it's really loud. Awesome feature of our site is you can play as many videos on the homepage as you want if you are crazy like that. And so, you know, it's got play, it pauses, it's got these cool little chapter skip buttons. We don't put chapter marks in the videos now, but if we ever do, it'll just light up for free. But for now, it just skips 1/10 of the way through. We can mute, volume, all that stuff. And then if you come down to the bottom and you flip to page 2, it'll come through and stops all the videos. And as you can see, it just went from a Silverlight player to an image. Now it's a new, you know, this was the video that was playing a second ago. Now it's a new, completely different video that's going to be, once we get past the little opening, it's, you know, it's, here's now this, you know, this intern video. And so it's, all that paging works, and it's all done by, I just dispose the control. And here's another one, a player that turned into an image. It can go back the other way, all that works. And as you saw, it, you know, page is pretty snappy. It's not, it's for, you know, getting, you know, tossing 10 active, you know, potentially 10 ActiveX controls and creating 10 new ones. It actually performs pretty well. And so...
That's cool. And that's all live right now on Channel 8?
Channel8.msdn.com. You can see that live.
So, of course, the big question. When do we get to see that on Channel 9?
Live Channel 9 is an interesting problem because Live Channel 9 is a lot different and has years and years and years of videos. Like, 9 started, you know, basically the month after I got here to Microsoft 4 years ago or something. And so... it's got videos that are in older codecs, and we've got, we want to make sure that we don't throw a Silverlight player up there and then suddenly render the first year of videos of Channel 9 unplayable.
Okay.
And so we need to, you know, kind of make sure that that works. And also the Channel 9 code base is 4 years old and doesn't get as much love as it, it probably deserves. As you know, I can only spend so much time tuning SQL queries and trying to fix things. But it's definitely coming in the beta. It's, well, mostly because the beta is
the same code as
8. And so, and that's actually, that's up and working and tested and all that stuff. So that'll be, it'll come in the beta. So if you want to go see in the beta, you can go over to beta.channel9.
So the Silverlight player is on the beta now?
It'll be on the refresh of the beta that's coming with the work we're doing right now. We'd like to port it to 10 and Visit Mix. That'd be cool. The biggest reason, of course, is Silverlight will run in Firefox, and our current streaming solution for Firefox is a streaming MP4 file. Which I create using the QuickTime ActiveX control, and that's the one part of our video process that requires me to be logged in an interactive session. Whenever it crashes, it's always that, and so a Silverlight player everywhere gets me out of the streaming MP4 business, which is a business I don't want to be in. And so,
that's a whole other video, right? The magic folder?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it also you get to play your videos on a Mac.
That's true. That's so true. That's, you can currently right now.
It's very new, right?
Yeah, you don't get to, especially on 9, we don't really offer you much.
Right.
As far as, you know, oh, you're not an IE, download
Here's
the WMV,
picture.
I guess. Look at this picture. This video is awesome.
Yeah.
So we, I mean, and that's one of the things we definitely want to be able to have as many people see the videos as possible. And so if you look at things like 10 and 8, and you see, like, the 17 format, actually, I think there's 7 or 8 different format icons for every video. All those formats will come to 9. That's all part of the beta update. And we're not making them now because Charles' videos tend to be about an hour long, and it takes a long time to make all those videos. We'll switch over to that. We'll be making those. You'll also get a smaller download size for those of you who don't like the you know, gig size hour-long videos that you download now from Charles. Magic Folder makes a that's a 2.5 megabit and at 640 by 480, and so very large, and Magic Folder also makes a 512k at 320 by 240.
Cool.
And so you'll be able to get those too.
Awesome.
And and the Silverlight player plays the, there's a multi-bit rate one that will scale to your bandwidth, and that's what the Silverlight player is playing from the streaming server. So
all right.
Then iPod, PSP, Zoom, all that fun stuff.
So this video is getting pretty long now for me. So are we going to see a perhaps like a tutorial or something? Maybe you could write up this, how you adapted the base media player?
Sure, and I'll talk to Duncan, see maybe we can throw the XAML file up there so you guys can take a look and see. And we were, you know, we've been talking about like updates and kind of feature enhancements we can add to it, that most of them don't involve me writing any code at all. Like, we want to get a scrubber in there, and so you can seek through videos and all that stuff. And all that, if, you know, David writes some XAML, he uploads it to the site, we don't touch a single line of code, and suddenly, bam, you got scrubber.
Awesome.
And Space Player. So,
all right.
Try it out. It's ridiculously easy.
Well, cool. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem.
All right. See ya.
See ya.